Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Koziol.
Here's McLeod now. In across the Ottawa line for Byram, one tire scores! Bo Byram, overtime winner in Ottawa! Merry Christmas, Saberhood! Buffalo continues their winning ways as the streak marches on.
Yeah, Bo Byram coming up with another huge goal for the Buffalo Sabres, and he has been awesome all night long here in this game. He's lugging the puck, getting involved early in this one, and he's the one able to finish it off here to put these guys 7 straight games now.
7 in a row for Buffalo. Bo Byram, the hero tonight. 2 goals, including the game winner. Dan and Rob there with the call. It's our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the post game. Brian Koziol with you. 3-2 Sabres beat the Senators. That's 7 in a row for Buffalo. A hard-fought win against an Ottawa team that's playing very well, too. But Buffalo figures out a way to get it done. And how about that penalty kill? 18:09 mark. Tuck takes a big hooking call there. And Ottawa gets a chance to win it. And the Sabres able to kill that off, and then we end up going into the overtime. Buffalo had 9 more seconds to kill it off. They get it done, and then when it gets back to the 3-on-3, Byram, who's been outstanding, jumping into plays here tonight, gets his 2nd of the game. 3-point night for Byram as he assisted on the Oslin goal. Byram with his 7th and 8th of the year and an assist, and the Sabres pick up a 3-2 victory. Alex Lyon continues to play great. He had maybe his save of the night at 2:04 left in the game on Batherson, right in front of the net. That looked like maybe Ottawa was going to win it right there. And Buffalo now in the standings, picking up 2 more points. And, you know, everybody's refreshing their standings on their phone to see where's Buffalo at. Well, now they have 40 points. Now, if there's one teeny little negative about tonight, you gave Ottawa a point. But, yeah, that's picky at this moment. Buffalo gets that OT win. They now have 40. We'll update you in terms of where they are in the standings here coming up in just a little bit, as a lot of these 7 o'clock games are just going final. But the Sabres are now 18-14-4, 40 points. As of this moment, 2 points back of the final wild card. They have, yes, they've got up to 40. So Florida right now is wild card two with 42 points. We know the Panthers getting their players back here, starting to get hot. They've won 8 of 10. No surprise that the Panthers, I think Florida, I mean, who knows? They could end up even winning the Atlantic by the time this is all said and done. Detroit's been red hot. They won again in overtime tonight. They've won 8 of 10. They lead the Atlantic with 47 points. But the Sabres themselves, they've gotten themselves back in it. We talked about it would take an extended winning streak, and they have gotten it done now with 7 in a row to close within 2 of a playoff spot. And they have games in hand on a lot of these teams in front of them. They're 1 behind the Bruins. Boston's played 2 more games. They're a point behind New Jersey. They've played 1 less game there. They're 2 points behind the Rangers. They've played 3 less games than the Rangers. Detroit, Montreal in the division, 1st and 2nd, they've played 1 and 2 more games than Buffalo. So in terms of the games in hand, even none of that is, you know, against Buffalo as of this moment. So 3-2 the final. Byram, a big play there, one-timer. We're waiting for Paul Hamilton to head into the locker room here. We'll get some live player reaction. And we'll start with the number one star. Here's Bo Byram with Paul.
Well, Bo, last time we talked, we were talking about a goal, and we can talk about another goal now. Talk about the overtime goal and how it came about.
I was just trying to find some ice to get open, and Clotter made a good pass, and I guess wasn't the hardest shot in the world, but, lucky enough to go in, so it felt good.
But on the positive side, that's almost a good thing, isn't it? If you knuckleball at a goaltender like that, it kind of fools them, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it's harder for them to stop, I guess, so it worked out good.
Well, in the first goal, I mean, how much just are you looking more for offense now and you're just looking to find the open seams on the ice there?
I'm just trying to help the team any way I can. I feel like as a whole we've been playing really well and everyone's been doing a good job of that. So, whether it's jumping into a play or guys blocking shots or, you know, just playing the right way, we're finding ways to win games, and that's really important. So, it's been a lot of fun.
Is that the most active you've ever been in a game, or among the most active you've ever been in a game? I mean, it seemed like every other shift you were joining the rush, and you were up in the play all night.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, the puck just seems to find you or situations open up that you can join, and that's just how it worked tonight. So, I'm just happy that we can go into the break with a smile on our faces and, enjoy our time off and then get ready to go again.
You've had a lot of big penalty kills, but you got another one tonight as regulation ended. What went well in the penalty kill there to help you guys?
As a unit, whoever's been on the ice, we just have a good plan in place. And I feel like whenever you have that, guys know where to go, where to be, and usually it works out. So, our penalty kill's been really good, and it's got to continue to be a strength of ours.
Can you explain? Going into overtime, you guys were down to 9 seconds in that penalty. Just how stoked were you as a group that most of that penalty was gone and you were still in the game?
Yeah, for sure. It was big. Obviously, but... yeah, there are still 9 seconds left, so a little bit of anxious energy still. But, Clotter won a big draw there. And, it ended up working out in our favor. So, it was good.
There was a lot of talk Sunday about how played in New Jersey. How much did that carry into today? And even in the third period, it was mostly a chess match. And, you guys didn't crack it up.
Yeah, I think a lot of these games – we haven't had our best, and we've still found ways to win, whether that be goaltending or just playing simple, stupid, or whatever it might be. And, when guys get some momentum, I think it's contagious. Something we're going to have to continue because you're not going to have your best every single night. And, I just think that's something that we've lacked in the past is a B game, and I think we're finally starting to find one.
What's the Bo Byram, Brian, back to you.
All right, Bo Byram, the first star. He's in on all 3 Buffalo goals tonight, 2 goals and an assist, the primary assist on the Oslin goal, which gave Buffalo its 2nd tally, and a 3-2 final in overtime. Buffalo now it's 18, 14-4, and 40 points in the standings. Again, we'll update you on those standings as more and more of these games go final. Back to Ottawa live. Here's Alex Tuck.
Alex, another third period. You didn't have the one goal lead, but you were tied. Again, a tight period. I think the 12 minutes in, the shots might have been 3-3. Talk about the third period and how you guys played it.
Yeah, no, we were trying to win a hockey game. Try to get our chances when we could. Try not to give up that many. I don't think we gave up many at all. A lot of shots from the outside. Guys blocking shots, making the right play, taking a hit to make a play. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to make that play, live to see another day. And that's what we did tonight.
What are your emotions like, whether you like the penalty, don't like the penalty, whatever? Are you nervous or are you just supremely confident in your penalty killers?
Both. Honestly, where the ref was, it looked like a penalty from where the ref was. Whether it was or not, you're gonna have to look at the replay yourself. But a lot of confidence in our PK. Guys went out there and did a really good job. I mean, it starts with Alan Nett. He's been unbelievable for us, especially in this stretch of games. And he's been our best penalty killer. So that's huge when you get confidence in a guy like that. That'll just keep you in games sometimes when you need it the most. And then, hell of a play by Clouder and Bizey. I was just glad to be standing on the ice for it and not hanging my head, leaving the box.
What was the emotion of just seeing Bo? It's a three-point night. He gets the winning goal. Just the way he's contributing in this club offensively.
A rocket of a shot, huh? Great game. Honestly, he was, our best player by far. Maybe Al Lyon too, but he was unbelievable tonight. The way he was possessing the puck, just breaking the pucks out, moving in through the neutral zone. I mean, he was in a couple rushes. That's one of his best games of the year. To cap it all off, OT winner. So really happy for him. It was just an unbelievable performance by him tonight.
What does speak to the belief in this room right now? It just seems like you guys feel like you're going to win now. You're going to find some way to do it.
Yeah, it hasn't wavered at all. I think when we have every guy going, all 20 of us, you don't know who's going to score in each night, and we have everyone contributing, and we got everyone playing really good defense, and we're not giving up too much. And it's winning hockey. This is what we've been building towards, and this is the type of hockey we're going to have to continue to play if we want to make a push. And you see the maturity, you see each individual like sacrificing and just doing the right thing, and I'm proud of this group. It's been awesome to see.
Is it just a 20-player buy-in? I mean, everybody seems bought into to what the coaching staff wants you guys to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's even more than that, too. I think it's everybody. Whoever's in the lineup, next man up, get ready to go. We're all playing within a system. I think we're confident, but we're keeping it under control. I don't think we're playing too loose out there. We're making sure that when we get the opportunities, we're trying to cash in on them, but we're not doing anything crazy, overextending shifts. I think our management there has been great. Just the little details that mature teams do to win hockey games, and I think we've been good in all assets.
It was just over 2 weeks ago when you guys were in Calgary, and there were certainly people who thought the season was over. And here you are 2 weeks later, you've won 7 in a row. I mean, how amazed are you that it could turn that quickly?
Seen it before. It's my ninth year in the league now. I've seen it. I mean, you see, 3 years ago, we were 1 point out, and we were, I don't even know how many points out with 10 games to go, and I think we went like 7-2-1 in our last 10 and almost made the playoffs. I mean, in Vegas, I was in where we've won the Pacific Division. I've been in where it's a wild card, and you're playing playoff games when you're on the road to start, and it's such a unique league where any team can be any given team on any given night, and in the playoffs, it's just who gets hotter, who plays the right way the longest, and that's what we're learning in here.
What's allowed, from your perspective, allowed Noah to reach another level maybe in these last few weeks here?
I don't know. I think just consistency. I think that's been our key. It's just very consistent. You know what? Even if we're not playing or not feeling our best, we're looking to play the right way. Playing the right way on a consistent basis. And when we're feeling it, just going out there and playing, not thinking. And we've been able to play some really good games against some teams too. Like I said, 20 guys.
Actually, no, I meant Noah, I guess. What's allowed him maybe?
Oh, Noah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Noah.
That's a good answer.
Noah. Yeah, no, it's been horrible. No, he's doing great. He's awesome. I see a lot of maturity. Even when he first came in, first training camp to now, I know he's sitting across the room right now, so I don't want to give him too many props, but he's been really easy to play with. I mean, what's really honestly impressed me is how he's just been always played center, and now he's moved to the wing just seamlessly. It's been a really easy transition for him, and he makes it a lot easier out there for me and Nori, so it's been a lot of fun to play with him.
Alex Tuck, and we do have Noah Osland over on the other side. Noah, let's start with what Alex was just talking about. You know, you're a center by trade, but you kind of seamlessly have gone over to wing. Looks like you're a wing too. I mean, how has that gone for you when you're not really in the position you're used to?
Yeah, I try to adapt to Nori, try to not get low as much as I want to, but try to read the game and... Yeah, I've been playing wing a little bit when I was younger, so I'm not completely used to it. So, but it's been feeling good. Yeah.
What happens on the goal there? Like you're just set up in front and just kind of waiting on Bo to shoot, or you just camp out and wait?
Yeah, I was just trying to get a stick on that, and it bounced my way, so that was nice. It was a big goal for the game, and nice to get one there.
You're starting to get some opportunity on the penalty kill. That's something you probably have done a lot of in your career, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been trying to be out there as much as possible, and that's one play from I want to be able to contribute to. So, yeah.
We've talked a lot about, you know, this is your second year in North America, but you did play pro at home too, didn't you, for a year or two also. How much has that helped your growth to get that under your feet before you came to North America for these two seasons?
Yeah, I think it was really big for my development to play 2 years pro back in Sweden. It's a different game, but I enjoyed my time there, and I'm thankful for that, yeah.
When was the last time you played the wing regularly, I guess?
Probably 3 years ago, I would say. So for my first year pro, I started a little bit wing. So yeah.
No, what's the vibe in this room? You won a lot of games in Rochester, but what's the vibe in this room now, winning a lot of games this level?
Yeah, it's a lot of confidence, I feel like. I think we've been playing really good these last couple of games, and try to ride on that and keep it going here.
You're able to win the battles in front, and you're not the biggest guy on the ice. How are you able to do that, to be able to go up against guys bigger than you and still win the battle?
Yeah, just try to be as smart as possible, try to maybe let him have my body, but I want to have my stick free to be able to tip. So yeah.
How do you adjust your game between center and wing?
Yeah, it's pretty different, I think, especially like in the D zone. Try to just stand much, much more higher, and you're not as maybe active as the center down low. So try to just read the play out there. Yeah.
Thank you, Noah. Thanks. Noah Osland on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Stuff there from the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Locker room. We're there with Bo Byram, Alex Tuck, Noah Oslin. All of our locker room reports tonight from Ottawa. Brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 7 straight wins for the Sabres, obviously their longest win streak of the season. 3-2, the final at overtime. 31 seconds in, Bo Byram on a one-timer. He doesn't end up getting all of it, but it worked out, as he mentioned. Like, sometimes that's harder to stop as it got behind Linus Allmark. I think Allmark, obviously, you know, as the goalie there, you got to play it as if it's going to be a rip, and he connects. And he was over in time, it looked like, but because it knuckled, it went behind Allmark, and it obviously worked out well for Byram and the Sabres. McLeod and Samuelson pick up the assists on that game-winning goal. But I thought just a couple of key moments in the late stages there, the third, which not only guaranteed Buffalo the point, but eventually springboards it into the win. You've got that Lion save on Batherson with 2:04 to go in front, and then he's eventually down on the ice flat and kind of pins it up against his arm and his body there. I thought that was a major moment there for Lion, maybe his best of the game. And then Tuck takes the hooking call 5 seconds later. What happens there? Not only does Ottawa have a chance to win, but they've got a chance to do it in regulation because they've got a minute 51 left. That would have been a killer right there to play a pretty good road game and come away with no points. The penalty kill, top-ranked in the NHL, coming through big. They got to get through 9 seconds of overtime. They do, and then obviously it flips, and, well, 31 seconds into the OT, that's where Byram ends up winning it. So a nice job there. I mean, I know sitting here watching what Oslin's doing, and I'm thinking, well, guess what? Zucker still not playing. Kulik, who knows what his long-term, you know, calendar-wise in terms of when he comes back. But, man, even when Zucker comes back, like, I guess Roseanne goes down. Where does Ellis and his roster spot come into play here? But, I mean, if you've got a healthy Zucker coming back here soon. Well, more on the lineup in a minute. Here's Lindy Ruff live in Ottawa with Paul.
Lindy, when you have to finish up regulation shorthanded, how are you looking at that? Are you looking at, hey, our penalty kill is a good penalty kill, we'll be fine, or are you nervous?
You know, I think you look at it that we've done a good job all year killing penalties. You know, we knew they'd have a lot of urgency. I thought we did a great job right off that first faceoff, getting the clear, kill some time. I thought overall the kill was good. We made a mistake on the first kill with left their guy wide open, but I think that kill at the end of the period makes up for it.
What did you see in terms of Bo's evolution offensively? He really seems to be pushing the envelope. He gets 2 goals tonight, gets 3 points. He's looking to go a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's been a big part of our offense. You know, with our D getting involved from, you know, Dahls to him to Sammy to, you know, you name it, our D have been able to jump up. I think if you even look at Ottawa's D, they're, you know, they're dangerous every time you come up ice, and I think that's just part of today's game. I think Bo's game, his game in New Jersey, and I thought his game tonight was even better.
I know talking to the guys, they were kidding about it a little bit, but when you shoot a knuckleball like that, that kind of screws up the goaltender, doesn't it?
For sure. For sure. I mean, change of pace, yeah, the goalie is automatically going to overplay it. You know, he's probably expecting something that's going to come, I don't want to criticize Bo, but let's say 80-90 miles an hour. and he got one probably in the low 50s. So, yeah, I think it, that change of pace, I think, I mean, it, Allmark was coming across for a shot that was going to be ripped and just got ahead of it.
Did you skip Michael Kesselring on some shifts? Was he hurt or did you?
Yeah, he left the ice a couple times. No, he left the ice a couple times. He had to go see the trainers, just a lower body thing, but came back and tried to finish the game. I thought he did a good job for us on the last kill.
Looked like the guy, the trainers or somebody with Rasmus right at the end. Is he okay?
I think he cut all the laces on his skate is what happened. Not sure, but I think that's what it was.
Can you speak to the belief in the room? I mean, obviously, when seven in a row, guys are confident, but it seems like guys really believe they're going to find a way now most nights.
Yeah, you know, I think we've talked a lot about just playing good, consistent hockey, and I think the game tonight really felt like it's a good training, but it felt like a playoff game. You know, a real tight game. Both teams were trying to play tight defensively. Both teams broke through a couple times. I thought we got a great, you know, a great effort out of the Dunn line again. I thought Greenway, by far the best game of the year. You know, I think his size down low, he dominated almost every shift he was out there. But, you know, playoff game, a lot of times the top guys get taken away, and then, you know, it's that supporting act that wins a game for you.
This is the team you thought in training camp you were going to have. But, you know, when you were in Calgary and Winnipeg, things look really bleak. I mean, not how surprised are you, but what's it like to see it turn this quickly for you when you weren't really going anywhere?
You know, I still point to, you know, getting healthy. You know, getting Norris back at full speed and, you know, the depth of the lineup. Even Greenway back now in the games that we've been able to play him with how we're trying to manage his time. I think it's really helped our club. I mean, you look from day one where, you know, no Norris and Kalik was going to be in one of our top centermen to now, you know, now we got Tomer and Norris and then you look at McLeod in those roles and you still have, you know, Yuri, who we thought was going to be a big time player for us, and Zucker, who's still out. But, you know, I think we found ways to right the ship and play good hockey.
Since the Seattle game, we've been talking about puck management in the third period every game. What did you feel about this third period that you saw?
You know, I thought we did a good job again. You know, we stayed away from the east-west. We didn't give up any of the high-quality type of rush stuff. I thought we needed one big save. I think there was about 5 minutes left, you know, off a little bit of a blown coverage, and we got a heck of a save from our goaltender.
Thanks. Thanks, Lindy Ruff on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, there is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff live in Ottawa as the Sabres pick up an OT win by a score of 3-2. While we wait to talk to Paul here, let me get you your three stars of the game. They're brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts. Ready to improve your home's comfort game plan? Get started at bluestarhs.com. Alex Lyon gets the win. Star number three, Lyon made 24 saves. Ridley Gregg, he had Ottawa's first goal. He was star number two. And Bo Byram, no doubt about it tonight. Two goals and an assist, 3 points. He is star number one. Back to Ottawa. Let's get Paul Hamilton's final take. Paul, I thought, before we get to the game winner, a couple of huge moments right at the end. Lyon has a monster save on Batherson with 2:04 to go. It looked like Ottawa could have won it right there. Then seconds later, Tuck takes the penalty. And Buffalo's penalty kill, which has been great this year, has maybe their biggest kill of the year, and they come through.
Yeah, and they've had a couple of late penalty kills because they've taken a bunch of late penalties.
Yeah.
And the only reason I think they gave up the one the other night against, the Islanders, is because it was a 6-on-4. It wasn't a 5-on-4 because they had pulled the goaltender. So that isn't really the 5-on-4 that they're used to killing. And again, it was, you know, you don't want that penalty. It's just, you can't take that penalty. They're just taking too many late in games, but they are a good penalty killing team. And they really did a great job. Malenstein had a block right near the end of that penalty kill, and they kept it to the outside, you know, did a really, really good job. And as Alex Tuck said, he was able to exhale once he got out of the penalty box and got himself into the overtime. So just because you're a good penalty-killing team doesn't mean you can keep taking these penalties late in games. That if there's one thing they just haven't seemed to be able to fix, that's it. That those late penalties late in games is the thing they have not fixed yet.
Yep, and they're still obviously not perfect, but figuring out a way to win on the road. Paul, the road record and performance was a huge storyline of their early season spot in the standings. And they have figured that out. They finished that road trip 3 in a row out west. They've now gotten some nice wins against New Jersey and Ottawa, teams that have been playing well. So part of winning on the road, Lindy Ruff said it had to be better if they were going to get themselves back in the race. That obviously has been a big part of this 7-game winning streak.
You know what? As bad as they were on the road, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and think. I wouldn't even have said they could win 2 in a row on the road, yet 5.
Yeah.
And now they've won their last 5 on the road. And so credit to them. I think it's the buy-in. I think the cloud has been lifted on the organization. And I think it just energizes everybody. It's a new regime and, new ideas. Let's move forward. And I think it just has re-energized the team, probably the staff and others. And we're seeing it on the ice. It's just that cloud just isn't there right now. And they're buying into what Lindy Ruff is selling, which they weren't doing before on a regular basis. They would at times, but not on a regular basis or might for a game or two. But now 7 games, the buy-in has been there. They've played to play since Seattle. Every single third period has been very good the way they've set up and played. So a lot of things that seems to have changed around moving forward here. And, now they go into the break. I'm sure, you enjoy Christmas with your family and everything, but you probably wish Christmas was still 2 weeks away or something because you don't want to stop in the middle of being red hot like they are.
7 straight wins for the Sabres, 3-2 win in overtime. We're talking with Paul Hamilton here. Paul, the decision to go back to Lion, it seemed like the obvious one for Lindy Ruff. And overall, we can say he also had a major part in this win tonight.
Yeah, sure. And you have 2 goalies now that have contributed to this streak. When Lukanen was called upon for his 1 game on Sunday, he was stellar. Played maybe his best game of the year. And picked up his first road win of the year and kept the streak going and made some great saves in New Jersey when he had to and showed that, okay, maybe I haven't played in a while, but I'm ready. I'm ready to contribute. As he said, he just had to come through. He knew it. If he wants to get any playing time at all, he had to play better, and he did. So, we'll see how that goes going forward. But Alex Lyon is the number one goaltender right now. He's earned it. He's on a streak. Lukanen played very well when he needed to play, and that gives them confidence now. When you need to put another goaltender in, that goaltender seems to be very good right now too.
Yeah. Well, Paul, you said, I will give you credit, we kept sitting here saying, how could they still be in this? What do they have to do? And you literally said, it's going to take a 10-game win streak for them to get back to that wild card spot. And I think your math might be perfect here. They've won 7 in a row. If you just look at points percentage-wise, because everybody's played different games, right now only Ottawa, they have to leapfrog before they can get to wild card 2, which is what Washington is. So you've got to pass 2 more teams, but you're only 1 behind Ottawa and you're 3 behind Washington with a game in hand. If you win 3 more in a row here to get to 10, I could see them being in wild card 2. So I want to credit your 10-game win streak thing. Now, it doesn't maybe have to be 10 at this moment. They could lose the next one, and then we're still in it. But they've done what they've needed to do now to make themselves relevant. So they should now think, hey, every game matters a ton in the standings. And I guess that's all that they could have asked for. I know you and Mike Harrington were asking these players, look, back in Calgary a few weeks ago, it was an absolute disaster. And they've figured out a way to a race where they were here. They still have work to do, but now at least they have a chance.
Well, tell the fans my point percentage here. Now, going into the game, they had gotten by Columbus, Toronto, and the Rangers. So then who did they get by in points percentage by winning this game?
Boston, Pittsburgh, and New Jersey, they're now all ahead points percentage-wise. And Ottawa, and Buffalo have played the same number of games. The Senators have one more point than Buffalo. So, and then Washington is next, and they're wild card too as of this moment.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the thing is, the way they were going and the way the organization was going, it just didn't seem like something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like this, even a 7-game streak. I said 10. I wouldn't have told you they could even do a 7. But again, I just think the cloud is lifted off the organization. I might go as far to say maybe amateur hour is over. And they have a GM now who has been a GM, who is a no-nonsense guy, who knows what he wants. He knows how he wants to put together an organization. He's been given that by the owner. And let's be honest. I mean, let's be fair. Kevin Adams, I don't think, had that. I think Kevin Adams had to run everything by the owner. And the owner would tell him sometimes what he wanted, and he would have to comply. So, you know, to be fair, I don't think those restrictions are on Kekalainen right now. And I think, you know, after meeting with his staff, Terry Pegula has decided, you know what, this guy has done the job before. And I know this guy now. We hired him last May, you know, and we are going to let him do his job. And I think that is the correct way to go about it.
Paul, I really appreciate all the coverage today. I know you interviewed Jarmo Kekalainen earlier today. We're going to play that at the end of the postgame for those that maybe didn't hear it this morning on our flagship on WGR. So we'll have that upcoming. I wish you safe travels home. Have a great Christmas, and I will see you Saturday with the Bruins.
Yep, same to everybody, you, your family, and everybody out there. We are... pretty much done now. I'll probably, on the way home tomorrow, throw together an article, and then I will be done. And as you said, we will all be back on Saturday.
Thanks, Paul. Great job tonight. We will talk soon. All right, Paul Hamilton in Ottawa, where the Sabres pick up a 3-2 victory, seven straight wins for Buffalo. Yes, if you go by points percentage, the Sabres have just Ottawa and Washington to pass to get themselves to wild card number two. In terms of points, they are three behind third-place Tampa, if you have your set sights on the Atlantic third-place spot here. Florida's been red hot. They've won 8 of 10. No surprise there, but who knows what these other teams are doing. The Sabres have the Bruins next, who officially, by point total, are ahead of Buffalo. The Bruins have 41, Buffalo 40, but the Bruins have played two more games. So again, another big swinger coming up on Saturday at KeyBank Center. And usually that game is well attended. These games over the Christmas holiday are well attended because everybody's home. But there's going to be some extra buzz in the building. I'm going to be fired up to be down there on Saturday. And, of course, we'll have the pregame show on our flagship on WGR at 6 that night. I hope you can be with us then. Okay, we'll get connected with our fans here shortly. We'll read some tweets powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send me your thoughts at BrianWGR. But at this time, we're going to say goodnight to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. When we return, we'll read some of those tweets. We'll get our drive around the league, final stats, save of the game from Alex Lyon, and we'll also finish with the press conference today with Jarmo Kekalainen from Ottawa. If you didn't hear that, we'll end the postgame with that. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. Final score from Ottawa in overtime. The Sabres 3, the Senators 2. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Boxed out in the slot. There's a shot. Lyon's down. Oh, he's got it. Alex Lyon with a brilliant save to keep this game tied at two with 2:04 to go.
Big save from Alex Lyon with Dan Dunleavy on the call with 2:04 left on Batherson. I said that was a monster save, and, well, our great producer TJ Luckman agreed. He plays it as our save of the game, brought to you by our Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-2 Buffalo. They win in overtime. Seven straight wins. They'll try to make it eight on Saturday against the Bruins. We'll read some tweets here in a minute, but seeing a couple of tweets here from some of my colleagues at WGR, Zach Jones, saying how Saturday at KeyBank Center is going to be an experience. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I mean, people got the holiday weekend. They're going to be off. It's Boston, right? I mean, you get a little extra juiced up for the Bruins. I think Saturday night's going to be great. Looking forward to that. People are home on Christmas break, home seeing family. And, you know, this for some people, this will be their one game they get to go to for the year. I think the beginning of the game should be buzzing as the Sabres get it done here tonight. All right, well, let's get connected with our fans here. Powered by Verizon, get your local Verizon store today. We read tweets after each and every game. Send them in at BrianWGR. Mark says on Bo Byram here, wow, what is with Bo tonight? He was all over the ice. Best game since coming to Buffalo. I think in terms of his offensive production, I think that's very, very fair. So thank you for the tweet there, Mark. I don't really have anything to dispute that as well. Mark says, the fire, the GM bump is real. The dark cloud was lifted. Everyone loves being Sabres now. Let's hope. I mean, it definitely seems, Paul just said it. He's like, he thinks that there's some belief in there and everything too. Now, look at this. Every player that's playing right now was a part of Kevin Adams getting here. So it's, you know, but I think Terry Pegula, whether it was allowing others to get hired. We saw some of the other moves that are happening today. By the way, we're going to hear from Jarmo Kekalainen here shortly on some of his moves that he's made to add to the front office staff. Maybe that's the sign that, hey, Terry's going to take a little bit more of a hands-off approach. Maybe he, with Kevin Adams, like he had to be involved. Maybe Adams felt like Pegula had to be involved. Maybe this way, now that it's being run by more experienced guys, that Pegula will maybe back off a little. And, you know, here we are feeling a lot better. And if it trickles down to the players, it's only natural. Of course, these guys got to feel like, hey, maybe there is now a dark cloud that has been lifted here. Sabres for always says Byram gaining confidence by the day. We're set up for a huge game against the Bruins Saturday night at the bank. Yes, I would agree for sure. Let's see. We're talking about the about Noah Austlin here. A couple of tweets here. Brian says he's been good with Norris. That whole line has been good. Yeah, Tuck has been good as well. Matt says he loved the fourth line tonight. The fight on pucks and positioning was amazing. I thought Dunn maybe had one of his most noticeable games of the season for sure. Jim talking about Saturday night. Big one in our barn coming up. I would agree. Saturday, it's gonna be good here. Looking forward to it, to being in there on Saturday. I mean, I've been in there so many games over the course of the last decade plus that have just been stagnant. And, you know, I'm sitting there saying, oh my goodness, like all these people that have paid money here to come into these games. Yeah, like I feel bad. And Saturday's going to feel like a game that you're going to want to be at for sure. So I'm Saturday will feel one of those. Yes, I'm fortunate to be in the position that I'm in at a game like that for sure. No doubt about it. Let's see here. Cut Matias. Well, I don't think I would cut Matias, but that's his handle here. Says this team is starting to realize how it can be, and it's scary for sure. Tony, holy mackerel, a nice win. A playoff series, Sabres versus Ottawa would be a lot of fun. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Same to you, Tony. Yes, I would agree. Jonathan says, how about this stat here? 18-3-3 in games that they have scored at least three goals. 18-3-3. Get to three, and you are playing basically at first place clip. 18-3-3. I agree. Greg says, Bo Byram's best game is a Saber. Way to go, Bo. All right. Lots of good tweets in here. One more from Window Pain Acid. Always love that handle. He's had a couple of tweets here over the course of the last few weeks. He says, the Sabres continue to surprise. Character building win. Good for them. Maybe with May on New England, the Sabres might get a Stanley Cup before the Bills get a Lombardi. Eesh, I don't want to think about that, but yes. Very, very nice there. All right, thanks for all the tweets. As we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. How about some final stats here? They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the overtime, there was only one. It was Byram's. 1-0, the shots in the OT. The shots in the game, 26-25 Ottawa. Power plays. Special teams, edge, well, I think a huge kill for Buffalo at the end. Ottawa goes 1-3. Sabres only had one power play, 0-1 in the game. Alex Lyon, the win. He stays hot, 24 saves. Linus Allmark, the OT loss, 23 saves. As the attendance at Canadian Tire Center, 17,753 tonight. And the Cousins and Norris reunion playing their own teams. We'll give you the stat line on them. Norris, a plus one, exactly 14 minutes, two shot attempts. He went 9-for-17 on faceoffs. For Cousins, for Ottawa, one assist, 19:32 of ice time, two shots on goal, three shot attempts. He went 13 of 24 in the faceoff dot. So there's your Norris and Cousin matchup that we were talking about. 3-2 the final. Again, General Manager Jarmo Kekalainen's press conference from Ottawa coming up here in just a few moments. But we want to see what's happening elsewhere in the NHL. A very, very busy night with everybody playing here before the Christmas break. So let's get our drive around the league in. Brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Okay, games that are going on right now. 2 minutes to go in the game in Minnesota. The Wild and the Predators are all tied up 2-2. If you're looking for hockey to watch, this game's on TNT. Early second period in Chicago, the Flyers have a 1-0 lead on the Blackhawks. Obviously, if you're a Sabre fan, you should root for Chicago in that game. Avalanche, they're up 1-0 on the Mammoth. 6:33 to go in the second period from Denver. 8 minutes to go in Edmonton. The Oilers have a 4-1 lead on the Flames. Draisaitl has two goals for the Oilers in that one. 7:50 to go with the first period in Vegas. The Golden Knights are up big time early on the Sharks. 3-0 to score there. Mitch Marner's eighth of the year, one of the tallies. 6:36 to go with the first period from Los Angeles. The Kings and the Kraken are still scoreless. All right, finals from earlier. Toronto beats Pittsburgh 6-3. William Nylander, 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists. He was the first star in that one. Overtime win for the Red Wings. Dylan Larkin scored twice. 4-3 winners over the Stars. The Rangers come back and wallop the Capitals 7-3 tonight. Trocheck with two goals for New York. Montreal, 6-2 winners in Boston tonight. The Bruins will be Buffalo's next opponent on Saturday night. The Islanders, a 2-1 win over the Devils at home. Rittich in net makes 31 saves, first star for New York. And the Panthers, after being down 0-2 to Carolina, they score five straight and win 5-2. Sam Reinhart, three assists in that one. There's your drive around the league. All right, all those early games are final. So, again, another update here on the standings. Wild Card 2 is now being held by Florida with 42. You've got the Rangers on the outside with 42. Ottawa, New Jersey, Boston with 41, and then Buffalo with 40. And if you're talking about points percentage, it's even better for the Sabres. They, tonight, points percentage-wise, have passed the Bruins, Penguins, and Devils. And only Ottawa and Washington in the way. Washington right now would be Wild Card 2 based upon points percentage. Again, if it's based on points, Florida, Wild Card 2, the Sabres are two back. And guess what? In terms of points, the Bruins have 41, Buffalo has 40. There's your matchup coming up Saturday, 7 o'clock. I'll have the pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us then right here on our flagship WGR and then along the Sabres radio network at 7. Okay, Jarmo Kekäläinen. TJ, are we ready to go with that? Awesome. Jarmo Kekäläinen met with Paul Hamilton and the media earlier today on a couple of the new front office hires. He also going to talk a little bit about Tage Thompson's hot streak, even though his goal streak came to an end tonight. He's been playing well. Also on Noah Ostlund, since he's been recalled from Rochester, the goaltending situation, and, you know, just the vibe around the team here since he's taken over full-time as general manager. So here is Jarmo Kekäläinen from earlier today, his press conference in Ottawa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.